Ah yes, and you're very welcome back to today's edition of Lifeline with me, Carl Fennell. Now, joining me on the phone, we have Tara Curran from the Irish Heart Foundation, and she's here to talk to me about the Escape Your Chair campaign, which they have running for this month. Good morning, Tara, are you well?
Good morning, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So, this campaign that's going on, can you kind of give us a background as to how it kind of came about?
Yes, so every September is Heart Month. So we take a different risk factor every year and we run a public awareness campaign around that risk factor for heart disease or stroke. So this year the theme is all around reducing how much time we spend sitting down. So we know being sedentary is a risk factor for heart disease and stroke. So we've launched our campaign Escape Your Chair, so people can log on to escapeyourchair.ie. They can take our sitting time calculator, so figure out how much time they spend sitting throughout the day, and then they can download our different tools and resources to help them move more throughout the day.
And how many years has this been going on for?
Wow, it's one of our longest running campaigns. The Heart Foundation is just over 50 years of age. We've been very active in the area of health promotion for just over 20 years now. So we've had topics like blood pressure, cholesterol, lots of different kind of health related campaigns running every September.
So it's a very big milestone, just over 50 years now at this stage. And it says here that an Ipsos MRBI Omnipoll has revealed that people in Ireland spend over an average of 7.3 hours a day sitting down. And this is obviously a very kind of bad thing because it does lead to, you know, it's less exercise and would be a higher risk of heart disease and stroke and that. Is there kind of like a certain age that this will be more common in?
Yes, from the survey that we carried out, we found that students reported sitting down the most. So they reported nearly 9 hours of sitting down a day. But it spreads across all age groups. If we look at somebody who maybe works in a desk-based environment and they do a kind of a typical 9-to-5, we think how long they spend sitting at their desk. And then you add on if they drive to work, and then you add on the time they spend maybe sitting in an evening. So it can actually be quite high for anyone that does have quite a sedentary-based day. So some of the tips we're proposing is that people take the calculator, figure out where they spend the most time sitting, and then look at the different tips and ways that they can move a little bit more. So for instance, if they drive to work, can they park a little bit further away from the office? If they get the bus to work, can they get off a stop earlier? If they maybe have a short drive to work, can they actually change that into maybe cycling or walking the whole way? So we're really asking people to make a small tweak that's manageable for them.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people seem to forget, like, as you were saying, like, those that work desk jobs, it is easy to kind of forget to go up and walk, like, even if during their lunch break, to take, like, say, a 10-15 minute walk around, obviously depending on how much time they have, it could probably also lessen the risk they have of it. But I understand that you have an event coming up on the 28th of this month.
Yes, so we are celebrating World Heart Day at the end of September. So this year we have teamed up with Parkrun. So Parkrun is a fantastic event that takes place every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. in 90 locations around the country. People can turn up and take part in a free timed 5-kilometre walk or run. So this year, to celebrate World Heart Day, we have set up the Heart Hero 5K event. So if somebody would like to register on the website, escapeyourchair.ie, they can make a donation to the Heart Hero 5K. They receive their Irish Heart Foundation t-shirt, and then they can go along to any of the 90 parkrun locations around the country. And we're hoping to get little groups of Irish Heart Foundation Heart Heroes at all of the events around the country.
And is this for people of a certain age, or is it kind of anyone from all ages can take part?
Park run is for everyone, so you can walk, you can run, you can push a buggy, you can bring your dog. It's a really community-based event. People can take part in at any fitness level. So if you're not able to run a 5K, you can walk the 5K, or you can jog a bit of it, walk part of it. So it's totally up to yourself as to how comfortable you are and how much you want to do.
And going back to, say, the risk of, like, disease and stroke, would there be certain things that kind of cause it more in people than, like, or is it just mainly kind of like sitting around and not exercising too much?
So in general, the major risk factors for heart disease and stroke would be things like having raised blood pressure, raised cholesterol levels, a family history, smoking, physical inactivity. So there's lots of different risk factors. From the survey we carried out, we found that people had a really high awareness of things like having high blood pressure or high cholesterol as being a risk factor for heart disease and stroke, but not so great an awareness around how much time we spend sitting down or moving throughout the day. We found awareness was down around 35% with people. So I suppose that was something that really kind of said to us, oh, we need to do a little bit more around, you know, promoting that message that being physically active is so good for our heart, and helping people to kind of reduce how much time they spend sitting.
Yeah, because I've noticed myself with a lot of people, like, do you know what I mean, like, they're trying to eat healthy, stay in shape and stuff, but a lot of times they generally tend to forget to make sure they're keeping an eye on their heart, you know, to make sure, like, they're not smoking, that if they're having a few drinks, they're not overdoing it, you know, like, trying to keep their heart healthy and active, especially because the risk of heart disease is a bit too high compared to what it should be.
Yes, in Ireland, heart disease is our second biggest killer, so it's still a very big issue for us. Thankfully, over recent years, the numbers of people dying from heart disease and stroke has been decreasing, but it still is a really big cause of death for Irish people. So it's something that, you know, we can't get complacent about. We still need to be looking at all of those risk factors and keeping an eye on them and making small changes to help ourselves. So something like getting active in the evening, going along to your park run, changing how you commute to work. So these little things can make a big difference.
Yeah, and I've noticed myself, like, even if you spend, like, saying extra, as you were saying about parking the car a bit far away, like taking even 5-10 minutes just to walk that bit to work can make a big of a difference. And even just changing up slightly what you eat during the day, and even, like, say the portion sizes, can have a major impact on it.
Yeah, there are lots of things we can see do ourselves to make our lifestyle that little bit healthier. And, you know, it's about making a small change that's sustainable for you. So we're not telling people they need to, you know, completely overhaul how much they move, but we're saying, you know, look at your day, figure out what might suit you to change. So something that you're going to be able to stick to. So if you have to drive to work, suddenly saying that, oh no, I'm going to walk every day, when, you know, you maybe work very far away, that's not going to be a sustainable change. But doing the simple thing, like, if you have to drive, park at the back of the car park. You know, when we go into the car park, the spaces are always at the back. And yes, you know, people try and find a space up the front. So it's just that simple little thing of, you know, purposely park as far away as you can.
Yeah, I think people get too much into kind of a comfort zone and they don't really like getting out of it. It's unfortunately gotten to the stage that people just like things kind of quick and easy instead of having to put like a bit more effort in to something to keep it better in the long run for themselves.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of people, maybe they are quite mindful of, maybe they play a sport or they go to the gym or they do some form of kind of exercise, but they tend to forget then about how all those steps throughout the day can count. So you'll often, you might see somebody driving to the gym and parking right outside the door and then getting back into the car and driving home. Whereas, they could have maybe walked to the gym, or they could have gotten in extra steps throughout the day, maybe gone out for their lunchtime walk. That we don't need to save it all up for that time we set aside for exercise. We can actually get in all of that movement throughout our day.
And say for those like the exercise like with the sitting at the desk and stuff, is there anything like they'd be able to do, like say obviously we ourselves some jobs it's like a 9 to 5 8 hour commitment, and obviously working that you'd be tired after, you wouldn't really have probably much free time to do what you'd need to do. Is there any way you think that they might be able to kind of get more involved?
Of course. So somebody in a desk-based environment, that's, they can't do too much about that if they have to work on a computer, but they can do simple things like getting up regularly. So they could set a reminder on their calendar every hour, move, and that could be just going over to fill your water bottle and maybe use the water cooler that's a bit further away, or you use a bathroom that's on, the next floor up. Making sure you always take the stairs instead of the lift. When you are on your lunch break, getting out for that 5 or 10 minute walk. And then things like, if you've a one-to-one meeting with somebody, can you take that meeting for a walk? So, or if you're having a group meeting, can you do it as a standing up meeting rather than everyone sitting around the table? So there are lots of, I suppose, little ways that you can make your working day a bit more active. Some people would do a, every time the phone rings, they might stand up and take that call while standing. So, even though we can't get completely away from our desk, we can do little things throughout the day to help us.
And before we let you go, Tara, is there anywhere people be able to go to find out more information about this?
Yes, so we are encouraging people to go on to escapeyourchair.ie. The first thing they'll see is our sitting time calculator. You can also sign up to our e-zine there, where you'll get a weekly reminder every week of ways that you can move more. And then we have a set of resources, leaflets, videos, so you can find different tips and tools to help you move throughout the month.
That's great. Listen, Tara, thanks very much for taking some time out of the day to sit and have a chat with me. It's
Not
been
at all.
very informative, and hopefully our listeners have got more information, and hopefully they'll start changing their lifestyle around to keep their heart healthy.
We're very hopeful of that.
That's great.
Thanks for having me on.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Now, that was Tara Corn from the Irish Heart Foundation talking about the Escape Your Chair campaign this month. And of course, that information can be found on www.escapeyourchair.ie.